Morning watch. Fighting the good fight, finishing the course, keeping the faith, and loving the Lord's appearing in order to receive the reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness, week 5. Receiving the kingdom reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness, Saturday. Related verses, Matthew 25:21. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Revelation 20:6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no authority, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Matthew 8:11. But I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will recline at table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens. Luke 18:29-30. And he said to them, "Truly I say to you that there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers, or parents, or children, for the sake of the kingdom of God, who shall not by all means receive back many times as much in this time and in the coming age eternal life." Revelation 2:26-28. "And he who overcomes and he who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations. And he will shepherd them with an iron rod, as vessels of pottery are broken in pieces, as I also have received from my Father, and to him I will give the morning star." Related reading. In the kingdom of their Father, the overcoming believers will also feast with the Old Testament overcomers. The Lord Jesus speaks of this in Matthew 8:11. "I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will recline at table with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens." This refers to the manifestation of the kingdom of the heavens. It will be in the manifestation of the kingdom that the overcoming Gentile believers will feast with the Old Testament overcomers, including Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In 1 Corinthians 6:10b, Paul speaks of inheriting the kingdom of God. The word "inherit" in this verse implies enjoyment. The coming kingdom will be a joyful inheritance to the overcomers. According to Matthew, the manifestation of the kingdom will be a reward to the overcoming saints as their enjoyment with the Lord. This should be an incentive for us to live an overcoming life. By living an overcoming life today, we shall be qualified to inherit the coming kingdom as a reward. When the overcoming believers participate in the coming kingdom, they will inherit eternal life and thereby have a fuller enjoyment of the divine life. To inherit eternal life is to be rewarded in the coming age with the enjoyment of the divine life in the manifestation of the kingdom of the heavens. In the manifestation of the kingdom, the overcoming believers will participate in the enjoyment of eternal life with the Lord Jesus in a fuller way. To participate in the coming kingdom is also to gain our soul life, to save our soul life, and to enjoy the salvation of our soul. If today we love only the Lord and not our soul life, that is ourself, and if we live by him and according to his standard, then when he comes back, he will reward us with the kingdom. In the kingdom, we shall have no problems, sorrows, or sufferings in our soul. For at that time, we shall gain our soul life. We shall save our soul life, and we shall enjoy the salvation of our soul. However, if we are defeated believers, we shall be punished during the kingdom age. And that punishment will involve our soul, with the gnashing of teeth as a sign of suffering in our soul. In the coming kingdom, the overcoming believers will reign with Christ. Revelation 24b says, they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. In 2 Timothy 2:12a, Paul says, if we endure, we will also reign with him. These verses indicate that in the coming manifestation of the kingdom, the overcoming believers will reign with Christ as his co-kings. In the coming manifestation of the kingdom of the heavens, the overcoming believers will rule over the nations. In Revelation 2, 26 and 27, the Lord Jesus says, he who overcomes and he who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he will shepherd with an iron rod, as vessels of pottery are broken in pieces, as I also have received from my Father. This is a prize to the overcomers of reigning with Christ over the nations in the millennial kingdom. This promise of the Lord strongly implies that those who do not answer his call to overcome degraded Christianity will not participate in the reign of the millennial kingdom. In Psalms 2:9, God gave Christ authority to rule over the nations. In the coming kingdom, Christ will give the same authority to the overcoming believers.